Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. Well, it's January 9th, 2015. And what does January 9th, 2015 mean? It's my radio birthday. Happy birthday to me. 6 years ago today, I went on air, 2009, at KLAV. I turned on the microphone, and you can see the program director absolutely have a heart attack. You saw him throughout the whole show popping his antacids. Some people were shaking their heads at what I was saying, some people gagging. But look at me now. My listenership has tripled. I had about one listener back in 2009, and now I'm up to three. So, good day. Very, very good day. So, I'm pretty happy. Happy birthday to me. Also a good day. It looks like both were getting breaking news that all of the hostages have been freed. And the French terror suspects of the Charlie Hebdo attack and the two hostage situations that occurred this morning, the suspects are dead. So we're going to talk about that and get you guys up to date. Lot of medical news. Lot of medical news. Okay, apparently there's a research study saying that circumcision can double the risk of autism based on when the baby is circumcised. I don't know if I really, really believe that. Then it looks like many of us do not wash our pajamas. And we probably average one or two washings of our pajamas a month. We'll talk about how that could be deadly. A lot of us eat General Chow chicken. Is it TSO Chow? Chicken? I'm going to tell you who General Chow was, if I can pronounce it right. Then we have a study that pregnant women who sleep on their backs may actually be at risk for having a stillborn. We have a study that's come out saying if you listen to Beethoven, right, Ludwig von Beethoven, and you listen to his music, researchers say he must have had an abnormal heart rhythm, and that's why he was such a brilliant composer. And then for those of you who are really wondering how long your eyelashes should be, scientists have calculated the ideal optimal eyelash length. All right. If we have time, I also want to talk about the state Supreme Court hearing the teenager case where a teenager was refusing chemotherapy and has ruled against the teen, requiring her to get chemotherapy. And I know it's a big, big football weekend. So we will have football predictions for you as well. So as you can see on my birthday, not my actual physical birthday, because I don't turn 30 for a while. This is my radio birthday. We got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so breaking news today is the French terror suspects are dead at both locations, and the hostages are alive and safe, according to the City Hall of Damietta and the French ambassador to the U.S. Apparently, there was gunfire, explosions that erupted in both hostage situations. There was a barrage of gunfire at the kosher market in Paris. And then police were seen going in. People were then seen coming out of the market. An ambulance and fire trucks drove towards the market, loaded people in, and drove away. They say the two simultaneous hostage takings in France are linked with suspected gunmen in each situation connected through the earlier attempt to break a convicted terrorist out of jail. I didn't know about that. Amedi Koulibaly, 32 years old, a suspect in the Thursday fatal shooting of a police officer in Paris, believed to also be involved with a hostage standoff at the kosher grocery today. He was convicted for his involvement in an attempt to help a convicted terrorist escape custody a while back. So, they were trying to free Smain Ali Belkacem. I guess one of those behind the 1995 attack on the Paris transport system that killed 8 people and wounded 120. So the men, I guess, well, let me see, that they identified Kouachi and his brother Saeed Kouachi as suspects in the attack that killed 12 people. With the, you know, this was something that we woke up to today, and extremely, extremely frightening to see that you had such a well calculated attack. You know, people were wondering, are they, you know, keeping hostages for ransom? You know, in the olden days, when there were hostages, there would be a ransom. You pay a ransom, and hopefully you think that the hostages will live. Nowadays, you know, it seems to me, and again, I'm not a terrorist expert, that many of these hostage situations, you know, these are people that the terrorists have no problem going down with the ship, and the martyrdom that is glorified by this is a driving force for them to take on the hostages. So you almost have to approach a hostage situation differently now, assuming that these guys are, or gals are, willing to take the hostages with them. And so, you know, even though, from what I understand, they're still going to, you know, try to talk them down and do bargaining techniques, et cetera, I think many of these hostages feel that the death or becoming a martyr is going to be a much more beneficial outcome than what would happen if they were caught. And so, you know, our approach has to be different. But this was a very, very... this was a very, very different type of situation when we saw the Charlie Hebdo, the newspaper. I apologize, I'm stumbling on this. I'm trying to read breaking news as we come, as it comes, because, you know, the terrorists came, they shot, and then they got away. You're like, okay, you know, usually a lot of times they'll, you know, shoot themselves in the process. No, they got away. And so I think a lot of us were on edge going, they're going to go and act again. Then we saw that the female police officer was shot, and then today. So hopefully this is the end of a horrible week in France for terror. And we'll keep you posted if there's any new developments. Don't go away. A lot of news. Let's talk about NFL projections. I love it. My favorite medical projections. Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Alive. All right. We are back. I'm sorry. I'm finishing my breakfast. Haha, sorry. You know, I've always taught myself to eat slower. We are back on the Dr. Dolly show. I'm so sorry. Hey, listen, this is my birthday. This is not my real birthday. This is my show birthday. My show is 6 years old today. Leave me alone. Now that I know my ratings are absolutely through the roof, right, having tripled, like I said, from the very first listener I've ever had to now three listeners, I can enjoy a little bit of food while I'm on air because those three listeners that I have that listen to my show globally are real, real, very faithful listeners. So thank you. Thank you. Okay. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network that took me on as I was going through puberty and allowed me to blossom and menstruate and do everything I had to do to become the mature radio show host. Big thanks to KDWN, who brought me from childhood to adolescence and basically was my training bra for radio. So big thanks to KDWN. And of course, I got my start. I was conceived, KLAV, and I did some conceiving on my own in the studio too, but don't tell anybody. All right. And so big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for broadcasting the show globally. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And of course, a big thanks to you all for tuning in. If you guys didn't tell everybody how much you dislike the show, I wouldn't be here. Wait, that was a double negative. If you guys didn't do that, then I, okay, you know what, double negative. Anyway, that is why, that is why I think I need to step it up in the next 6 years. All right, so we have a big, big, juicy football weekend. And I know many of you do not place your bets or choose who you will back until you listen to the Dr. Dahlia medical predictions for the football team. So, tomorrow, Saturday, we got the Ravens and the Patriots playing. And then we have the Panthers and the Seahawks. And then on Sunday, we got my Cowboys. My Dallas Cowboys, I know they are so handsome and burly. They are going against the Packers. Oh, Lord have mercy. These Packers have been a thorn in my side. Every time I bet against the Packers, I lose, which makes this very, very difficult. All right, because, you know, we got the Cowboys playing the Packers, and I love the Cowboys, but, I mean, you know, we'll talk about where to place your bets. And then we got the Colts versus the Broncos. Okay, so how does Dr. Dahlia give you such good information on who to place your bets? Well, what I do is I go to the NFL injury report, and I study that NFL injury report as deeply as I can. All right? Now, here's the only problem, and I don't understand why NFL.com is slacking on this, but they do not have any injuries reported for the Colts or Broncos or Seahawks, Panthers, Cowboys, Packers, Ravens, Patriots. I have hardly, except we have a couple ankle injuries reported for the Baltimore Ravens. Well, for any of you that have been listening to my show over the past 6 years, you will realize that I truly depend on the part of the injury report that discusses groin injuries. So if I don't have any information on the groin injuries, how am I going to tell you guys how to bet? Okay, that's okay. There's other medical aspects. There's more to your football prediction than the groin, believe it or not. I think the Colts had a couple groin injuries. Yeah, well, the Broncos are going to give them a big groin injury. Let me tell you that this week. So tomorrow, or I'm sorry, Sunday, when the Broncos play the Colts, my medical prediction is it's going to be the Broncos. Why? Colts are just little baby horses versus Broncos are bucking Broncos. And from a medical standpoint, you have the Colts. If you look at their colors, they're kind of like blue and gray or blue and silver. But for all intents and purposes, we'll say gray. For the Broncos, you got blue and orange. So the blues equate, right? We're doing some algebra here. I got to tell you, my predictions, nobody can say that my predictions are fluff, because I really, really deeply analyze this. And I have a whole, by the way, I know a lot of you guys, you know, don't realize that we have the Dr. Dahlia news team. I mean, I have a whole crew, a whole news team, statisticians, sportscasters. I have a whole crew who usually back me up on this. I don't thank them enough and give them enough credit on the show because I like to take all the credit. So here we have the Broncos and the Colts. You got the Broncos blue and orange, the Colts blue and gray. Let's take a look at gray versus orange in medical. Gray is very bad. When you're ashen, when you're gray, hypoxic, etc., orange, maybe you got too much beta carotene. Maybe you're a little jaundiced, but usually somebody orange will live longer than somebody gray. So if the Colts have any anemia or hypoxia, they're going to get slammed by the Broncos. Hence, I am putting my, I don't know if I'm going to actually make it to the sports book to put money on it, but I am going to put my mental bet on the Broncos. Okay? Oh, come on! No, that's very, very well calculated. Now let's look at the Panthers and the Seahawks, okay? So you got the Panthers and the Seahawks. By the way, bravo, Panthers! Who knew the Panthers could make it this far? That, I have to admit, very, very impressive. Unfortunately, they are going to lose. They are playing tomorrow. And Panthers, they're black and blue. Seahawks, they got the green and the blue, right? Seahawks, unfortunately, you know, this is because somebody said with Dahlia green and bile, but, you know, the Seahawks, obviously champions last year. You would think that if we look at it from a medical prediction and if we look at it from a luck position, it would probably be Panthers. Because, look, the Panthers made it this far, very surprised year. Usually when somebody wins the Super Bowl, it's not that common for them to make it to another Super Bowl. Although we saw it with the Broncos years ago and I believe we saw it with the Colts in the past. My guess is the Panthers would make it. But, you know what? I'm going to say the Panthers because a black and blue versus a blue and green is a bile color, not a very healthy color. I'm going to say Panthers. I don't know. That's the vibe I'm getting. My ovaries and my uterus are kind of telling me. I'm going to say Panthers. I don't. Okay, now we got the Cowboys and the Packers. Okay, now the Packers, you got the green and the yellow. Those colors are a very deadly mix from a medical standpoint, okay? And then you got the Cowboys, blue and gray. Here's the problem. There's that gray or that silver. There is a very big chance that the Cowboys could lose. However, I'm a Cowboy fan, and there is no way I could bet on the Packers. So even though there's a good chance that the Packers are going to win, I am going to be rooting, of course, for my Cowboys because that's what a Cowboys fan does. And, I mean, Romo may surprise us. Well, I'm going to be Cowboys on that one. And then we got the Ravens and the Patriots. Ravens, again, Super Bowl champs. We got the Patriots. Ravens, what, you got the purple? Okay, Ravens, very, very interesting. Okay, I predicted a Ravens win because the purple, you can't figure out. You just can't, a purple has no place in medicine. Whereas the Patriots, you got the red and the blue. So from a medical color standpoint, the Patriots are goners. But what's even more interesting is the NFL injury report gives us Terrell Suggs, Owen Daniels, Timothy Jernigan, and Eugene Monroe's injuries, and none of them are groin. The New England Patriot injuries are not listed. And remember, a groin injury is probably one of the most game-stopping injuries you could have. So if you walk out on the field and you injured your groin, how good are you going to really, really play? So I have to deduce that the Patriots must have some sort of injured groins. And so the Ravens are going to have it. This was not expected. I expected I would be more of a Seahawks, Patriots favoring them. But I am going to say it's going to be the Ravens, even though it's probably going to be the Packers. I'm hoping it's the Cowboys, the Panthers, and the Broncos. And those are your Dr. Dahlia playoff divisional, where are we at now? Whatever we're at, this is huge. Who's going to play who, depending on who wins? I guess it would be, you know what, let's not even go there. Okay, because I got to now write down what I just said, because I'm going to try to put, I what the hell did I just say? I said the Ravens, and I said the, no. Don't blame this on me being a girl. Girls know football, trust me. I know more about the groin than you guys do. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, this, when I read this, I was like, what? Wait, what? They say that this makes no sense to me. Absolutely no sense. Hold on a second. Now my computer's acting up. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense, too. Apparently, there was a study of more than 340,000 boys. And they found that circumcision, circumcising boys, young boys could double the chance of developing autism and even increase risk of attention deficit. Now, if that's the case, where we would have all these autistic boys as a result of circumcision, then don't you think that would have been mentioned somehow in the Bible? I don't remember in the Bible there being a huge preponderance of autism. All right? Yet the covenant Abraham made with God to circumcise has been around since biblical times. All right, they say circumcision before the age of 5 can double a boy's risk of developing autism. Scientists believe the finding may be linked to stress caused by the pain of the procedure. Huh. One of my listeners wrote, Rita wrote, why doesn't mom develop autism after the pain from the childbirth? That's a good point. A study of more than 340,000 boys in Denmark found that circumcision raised the overall chances of autism spectrum disorder before the age of 10 by 46%. But if circumcision took place before the age of 5, it doubled the risk. They said circumcision also appeared to increase the likelihood of boys from non-Muslim families developing hyperactivity disorder. Now, circumcision now is done with, circumcision now is done in Muslims, Jews, Christians. I mean, you know, many people opt for circumcision because it's a lot more difficult for the child to get circumcised once they're older than they have to be under general anesthesia. There's been some studies pointing to penile cancer, HIV transmission. And so, you know, the circumcision practice is still very, very common. And you know, some people even like it from a cosmetic standpoint. But if it's the pain that's causing it, I don't understand, because when you do circumcisions in the hospital or in the doctor's office, there is we do give pain relief. I mean, we do use lidocaine. I don't perform circumcisions in my office. I like the old Jewish Mogen clamp way, where, you know, the kids don't even seem to cry, and it happens so quickly that before the kid even notices what's going on, it's done. Both my boys, they didn't really cry. They didn't even feel it. And it was done by a Mogen clamp. So I'm a huge fan of the Mogen clamp. But Professor Morten Frisch of Statin Serum Institute Copenhagen led the research and says our investigation was prompted by the combination of recent animal findings linking a single painful injury to lifelong deficits in stress response and a study showing a strong positive correlation between a country's neonatal male circumcision rate and its prevalence of ASD in boys. I still don't know if I buy that. They say painful experiences in newborns have been shown in both animal and human studies to be associated with long-term alterations in pain perception, a characteristic often seen now in autistic kids. See, I think my kids had a pretty barbaric birth. You know, they talk about, all right, the pain once the child is circumcised, but I don't know if any of you have, you know, seen my girl parts. But very, very hostile looking and very, very curvy and windy. And, you know, I wonder how painful it was for my kids to travel through the birth canal head first, might I say, head first, when their head is soft and, you know, their fontanelles haven't closed and they're squeezing and we're getting ready to use forceps and we're, you know, trying to, and they're trying to dodge hemorrhoids, you know, and all sorts of stuff coming out. Although, you know, you wonder how painful that is. And then the pain of them looking up and seeing that I'm their mama. I mean, that had to have been pretty painful in and of itself. And so I don't know if I would say that. Now, I could see why somebody would look at circumcision, because autism is more common in boys. So you're like, well, you know, then maybe what happens to boys more often than girls? Circumcision, okay? Can we all agree that circumcision happens more often in America to boys than girls? So, I mean, I could see why they would study that. I could see why you see autism in children of parents of a higher socioeconomic class if they choose to circumcise more than a child that was not born with medical care and mom or dad having medical benefits, then the circumcision may not be done. You know, so I could see why they would entertain that. But I think it's a crock of crap. And I don't think an actual circumcision would do it. Now, this does, though, bring up the topic of, is circumcision genetic and inborn, or is it environmental? Okay, and, you know, I think there's both to that. I think there's genes that could be responsible, and I'm also wondering, and I brought this up because, you know, there's a theory that I'm kind of picking up on with my patients where women who had large fibroids during birth, did they give birth to kids? Was that the cause of their autism? Because the kid's head had to be, you know, up against the fibroid. Or is it just because moms are older? You know, there's a variety of things that could be into play. So, I don't know. I'm just not buying that. So, for those of you who are contemplating getting yourself circumcised, but worried you're going to have autism, I think I could tell you you're probably going to be fine. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say women who sleep on their backs in the later months of pregnancy may have a relatively higher risk of stillbirth if they already have other risk factors. And experts stress, don't start freaking out that sleep position could, you know, automatically, you know, kill the fetus. They said we need to be cautious, but they think that back sleeping could contribute to your risk or accentuate your risk of stillborn. They say lying on the back could exacerbate sleep apnea, that, you know, where you kind of stop breathing your sleep, have lack of oxygen, etc., maybe even start messing with the heart rate. So if your fetus is already vulnerable, having decreased oxygen because of the sleep apnea could possibly boost your odds of stillbirth. Dr. Adrian Gordon was the lead researcher on this, agreed that if sleep position does contribute to stillbirth, it would probably be only if other risk factors, of course, are present. Now, stillbirth, what that is, it's a pregnancy that you lose after the 20th week. Apparently, according to the March Dimes, apparently 1 in 160 pregnancies ends in stillbirth. We had in our family, one of our family members had a stillborn. Or you could unfortunately have other types of issues, birth defects, poor fetal growth, problems with placenta, etc. So not getting enough oxygen could cause issues in and of itself. So I'm wondering if there's going to be a movement to have moms. Now, remember, you got to be careful. I don't think you're allowed to sleep on your left side when you're pregnant because of the aorta. So we tell people to sleep on their right. So, if you're only allowed one way to sleep when you're pregnant, and mind you, when you're pregnant, it's hard to sleep as it is, you're going to be grumpy. But I understand with the sleep apnea aspect, the theory, it does make some sense. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks, Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert, you should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Today is Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. I believe the first of its kind, and hopefully will be forever lasting. The holiday was started by the FBI National Academy to thank officers across the country who take risks and put their lives on the line to protect their communities. According to Fox 2 Now St. Louis, every day 780,000 police officers put on a badge nationwide, going to work in the most unknown extreme conditions and dangers. So today is our day to thank them. They say wear blue, post something on Facebook. When you see a cop, give them a hug. I know today as I was driving to the studio, I was like, oh my gosh, are there any cops? And I know, but you know what? You know, it's okay. All right. Speed up to one. Okay. Speed up to the one without using the turn signal. Pull over. No. Be careful. You don't want to freak them out. All right, we're all on alert. But just make sure you really, really show your appreciation to the police. I want to show my appreciation so much that if I see an officer who's in his uniform with his badge and his gun and his belt and his tight stomach and broad shoulders, I want to give him the biggest, juiciest kiss and just snuggle up in his arms with them just protecting me. And so, yeah. See, my husband, no. I'm married. But one of the reasons why I was attracted to my husband is he did work for the UNLV Police Department. And I was so turned on by that. Then he became a chiropractor. And you know how sexy chiropractors are. And then he became a pilot. So, yeah, my husband turns me on, but so do cops. Yeah, I mean, I'm allowed to be turned on. All right, so Friday is not, but that's not why we appreciate them. We don't appreciate them because cops are probably the sexiest people walking on this earth. We appreciate them for all the hard work they do because they are putting their lives on the line. They are our supermen. They really are. When a cop comes to save you and you give him a hug and he, oh my gosh. And our firefighters too. I wonder when Firefighter Day is, you know? So we need to, I don't know if there's Family Doctor Radio Host Appreciation Day. I don't know. See, there's probably not a Radio Host Appreciation Day because most of you guys have no idea what we look like. You know, so I'm walking into, you know, I'll walk into a Walmart going, oh, everybody's going to be asking for my autograph. And nobody knows who the hell I am unless I talk, you know. And then sometimes what I'll do is as I'm walking, I'll play the Dr. Dahlia music, you know. So, you know, some people are like, oh, wait, you know, is that Dr. Dahlia? And then I'm sitting there waving and they're like, I don't know. I hear the Dr. Dahlia music. Oh, that show sucks. And then when you start hearing people say that your show stinks, I start to hide next to the tampon aisle, you know, because I don't want people to know that I'm Dr. Dahlia. You know, I'll sometimes pretend, you know, a replay was playing. Somebody was listening to it. We walked by. It was a really bad show. I was like, gosh. Gosh. And why did they let her on the air? And I go, I know, she sucks. Like, yeah, I know, man. Like, high five. Hey, listen, I don't know about it. It was a replay. I can't see it happen. It's my radio birthday today, so that's why we're talking about me. Okay, let's talk about something else. Okay, hold on a second. Okay, I'm pulling it up. Oh, my gosh, the internet is slow. I think the internet is slow because, you know, everybody's trying to wish me birthday wishes. All right, we have a woman who goes into a hospital for back pain. And she gives birth 1 hour later to a 10-pound baby. Katie Kropas, a resident of Weymouth, Massachusetts, thought she had put on some extra pounds over the holiday season. She went to the hospital because she had severe back pain. She's only 23 years old and was surprised to learn that it wasn't gastroenteritis or the runs or explosive diarrhea or a kidney stone or a bladder infection. It was a full-term big baby. She found out about this at 10:15, and she gave birth to 11:06. Now, how many of us women are looking at this going, how lucky is she? Oh, my gosh. Whereas we had to suffer through 9 months of the pregnancy. All right, and then 5 days of labor. I was in labor for 5 days. They actually sent me home. The baby wasn't coming. They're like, you might as well sit home, and calls from the contractions are even more often than they are. I'm like, really? Really? So 5 days of labor. She gets away with it in only an hour. Jeez, I hope the puberty of the kid goes that quick too. So she had a full 51 minutes to process. The baby girl is named Ellie, and she weighed 10 pounds. Now, she said that she and her boyfriend were shocked by the news. She was on birth control and had a pretty regular menstruation cycle. So she was bleeding while she was pregnant. She had no morning sickness, and she thought the reason why she had swollen feet is because she has a 50-hour-a-week catering job. So they're all excited and happy, but, as a doctor, I'm very, very nervous when I hear that a baby was born without prenatal care. And again, I mean, the mom didn't know she was pregnant, you know, you could say it's not her fault, and she said she had normal periods. That I'm kind of questioning. Okay, I know some people can bleed during pregnancy, but to be, you know, roughly every 38 days, and then that baby lived while on birth control. So there were hormones that were kind of interfering with the mom's natural hormone, you know, deliverance. Babies will be born. I mean, people are on the pill and they get pregnant and they, you know, give birth. But my suggestion is any change in your weight, any change in your periods, any change in anything, all right, just for poops and giggles, can you please get a pregnancy test? Because I would hate to think that you could carrying a baby that's not getting the proper care. Pretty, pretty scary stuff. Okay, some of us, like General Chow, General Sal, I used to call it General Chow Chicken. All right, and people, I guess, decided to explore the history of Chinese cuisine, I guess, Jennifer Lee, and she actually found out a little bit more about General Chow. This is a traditional meal from the north of China. It got its military name in America by an accident of translation. General Chow's chicken is thought to take his name from General Chow Tsung Tang of the Xing Dynasty. He lived from 1812 to 1885. I'm looking at a picture of him right now. And let me see, he was born to a poor family in the Hunan province. He became a military leader. He helped the Xing Dynasty win the Civil War, the Taiping Rebellion. Then he became a statesman. But he never, ever was able to taste General Chow chicken. I really hope I'm pronouncing that right. I apologize. And, you know, it's just another example of, I think, America, you know, taking what we think is the Chinese culture and making it Chinese, but it's not Chinese. It's us. So let me see. It's supposed to be very, very spicy. A lot of Americans liked it. It's a documentary now about General Chow, and it's called The Fortune Cookie Chronicles. Apparently, Miss Lee wrote about her interest in Americanized Chinese dishes. I should do that. I should write a documentary on all the food I like. I mean, I don't know if anybody would want to see it. But I think that's very, very interesting. So let me see. What kind of, like, shepherd pie? All right. I would really like to know the shepherd that was named after. Or chocolate mousse. Who was Mr. Mousse? I mean, it obviously isn't named after a moose, right? What about prime rib? Is prime rib named after a prime minister? That would probably be pretty interesting. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more medical news coming up. 1-877-DR-ELLY.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.